Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 2 Thessalonians, we finished chapter 1. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new lesson today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready today. We'll be starting in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 in a section I titled, Not Yet, But Soon. Not yet, but boy, my friend, that day is soon, and it is very soon, I believe. I hope that you'll be telephoning your friends and asking them to listen in to our broadcast and follow along with pencil and paper, take notes. I think one of the great things that you can do is not only listen to our broadcast and take notes, but search the scriptures that we give. I know many times that it's hard to turn back and forth through the Bible while I'm here teaching and reading those scriptures that I have in front of me. So I encourage you to write those scriptures down and search the scriptures to see if those things are so. I don't have much confidence in me, but I have all confidence in the Word of God. And my friend, it will never, never let you down. Now also let me say thank you to our listeners who have written us letters. Some have asked questions. Some have told us how wrong we are. But that's all right. I don't really mind being told how wrong I am, simply because it tells me that people are not indifferent to the Word of God. And the purpose of the Lamp and Light radio broadcast is to go verse by verse through a book of the Bible and instruct the people of God in righteousness and doctrine. And we find that in these last days, people are not enduring sound doctrine. We find in these last days that there are many people that have turned from the truth and have turned unto fables. So therefore, we see that there's a great need throughout our land, the United States, as well as lands around the world. It's been our blessing and privilege to have over 112 nations download sermons from the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. And we like to hear from those nations as well. It's not just to know they downloaded them, but we like to hear from others. And some have written us, and those are wonderful blessings to hear from people, to know that some have gotten saved through the broadcast, others have straighten their lives out, then others have just been built up in the faith, strengthened and instructed and helped. That's why we ask you to write us. The Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And thank God for this radio ministry, but write us and let us know that you're thankful for it and also to just be an encouragement to us. We want to thank you to those that do write us, those who do listen on a daily basis. Thank you. But again, let us hear from you, whether through email or through our physical address, because we look so forward to hearing from you. Now, our text is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Now, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Have you ever ordered something and found out it has been shipped? And now you're just waiting for it to come in the mail. Perhaps you send someone to the post office, or you call them on your cell phone to ask if it's come in yet, and their answer is, not yet. You know it's coming, and you know it's coming is near. You just don't know when, but you do know it's soon. Not yet, but soon. Well, my friend, the rapture, I believe, is soon. It hasn't taken place, but soon. Now, it may have taken place when you're hearing this. It means that you're on the wrong side of the great divider. If so, it's already taken place. I'm in the month of August right now recording these messages, August of 2008. If you listen to this at a later time, you may find out that the rapture took place and you were left behind and you're looking for help. So I trust that you'll follow along in these messages over these next few days. I do believe the rapture is soon. It will happen. It's not happened yet, but it's near. Our text is part of a paragraph that makes up verses 1 through 12. Verses 1 through 12 are one paragraph. But as we look at them, we must keep the context in mind in which it's written. So the first thing I want you to see in this passage is our coming day. Now, see who is being addressed. He says, "We beseech you." Well, the word "we" there in verse 1 here, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, is referring to the missionary team, Paul and the others that were with him when they went into Thessalonica and evangelized and formed a local church. The word "you" there is referring to the brethren of the local church. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is not then referring to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ when he actually touches down on the Mount of Olives at the end of the seven-year tribulation period. No, this is mentioning when we are gathered together unto him in verse 1. So, we're reminded of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, where it says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words." Oh, my friend, the rapture should be a comfort to you. If you're a Christian, if you're saved, and it's something for which you should be looking. In essence, then we can say here that verse 1 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is speaking of the rapture, the catching away. The word rapture does not appear in the Bible, but it uses the word in Greek in which it was originally written, when it says we shall be caught up to meet him in the clouds. Caught up is from the Greek word harpazo. And one of the definitions of the word harpazo is rapture. But if you don't like the word rapture, then just say, "Hey, I'm waiting for the harpazo." And either way, it's soon. And I can't wait for it. I'm just excited and would hope that it would be at any time. So, they are gathered together. And again, the idea of gathered together here in verse 1 is the idea of assembled. Assembled together unto him. Now, unto him then has the idea of us going to him. Not him coming to us, not him coming to the earth. Rather, we're gathered together unto him. We're brought to where he is. We meet him in the clouds, as we just read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. There are no signs, no scriptures that must be fulfilled for the rapture to take place. My friend, it could be today. Maybe today my Lord will come for me. Maybe today my Savior I shall see. Oh, my friend, what a wonderful time that will be for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, there are things in the tribulation period that are signs, things that we begin to see the fruition of those things coming in our day. Let us think on some of those things just briefly here. For example, Israel is back in the land. In 1948, they were back in the land, and in 1967, they were in Jerusalem. And I know there are many people in this world that don't like Israel being in Jerusalem. But one day Jesus Christ is going to come back and rule from that very area in Jerusalem. And it will be Israel's. And you will be surprised at the large mass of area that they'll have, land that will be Israel's. And then many will know today that our president and other people in our country have mistakenly called land where Israel is now as occupied territories. But the only occupied territories are where the non-Israelites are over there. Because it belongs to Israel, Israel is kind enough to let them live there. And I'm not saying that from a political standpoint. I'm saying that from a scriptural standpoint. We see that Israel is back in the land as Ezekiel 37 predicted they would be. Last November, I was in Israel, and it was interesting that the Jewish guide referred to Ezekiel 37 as them being back in the land, and he felt like that was the fulfillment of that prophecy. You know, and I was able, after he finished speaking to our group, to stand up and open the scriptures and tell our group, yes, that is right. And we see that those bodies are gathered in that valley. And the bodies come together, the bones come together, and the flesh upon them, but they're laying there without breath. And it's a sign of the Israel being gathered together, but in unbelief. But then, when Jesus comes back, the Spirit of life will be brought back into them. But they have fulfilled that prophecy that they're at least back in the land in unbelief. Another sign that we see today is in Revelation chapter 9, where it speaks that during the tribulation period, there is a far eastern coalition of nations that are marching towards Jerusalem. And this army they have is 200 million strong. Now, with 1 billion in China alone, they could do this themselves. But it says kings of the east, which shows a coalition. Now, I think it's interesting that we see Taiwan, who was always worried about China, is now making agreements and things with China and trade and travel agreements with them. And we see Japan and other nations come together, and there seems to be more and more alliances and other things being formed with them. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.